Well, I didn't swim here, but I thought my car at one point was sort of like a boat on Mexico Road. It was pretty wild. But here we are. It's getting close to the end of the year. Christmas is just about, I mean, it's over. I still have wrappings and stuff that I need to clean up. I had a great Christmas. How about you guys? Good? Yeah. Okay, good. Good, good, good. I can't believe they say that time goes faster. Well, it is just spinning around like crazy. We're already here at the end of another year. I saw something on Facebook this morning that I decided I wanted to share with you. If we think that time is going by and lots of change, I had lots of change, but I want to share this with you. This was in the paper, and it's an article. It says the year is 1915, just 100 years ago. And from when I saw that, I thought, 1915, But then I realized that my grandmother, who was born in 1894, would have been 21, so a young woman. And this is the way things were back then. The average life expectancy for men was 47 years. Fuel for cars was only sold in drugstores. Only 14% of the homes had a bathtub. Only 8% of the homes had a telephone. Maximum speed limit in most cities was 10 miles per hour. The tallest structure in the world was the Eiffel Tower. The average U.S. wage in 1910 was 22 cents per hour. The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 each year. A competent accountant could expect to earn $2,000 each year. A dentist could make $2,500 per year. A vet could make between $1,500 and $4,000 per year. A mechanical engineer, apparently that was the up-and-coming career because they could make $5,000 per year. More than 90%, 95% of all births took place in the home. This was interesting. 90% of all doctors had no college education. Instead, they attended so-called medical schools, many of which were condemned in the press and the government as substandard. Sugar cost 4 cents a pound. Eggs were 14 cents a dozen, and so on. Most women only washed their hair once a month. Ew. They used borax or egg yolks for shampoo. Canada passed a law that prohibited poor people from entering into their country for any reason. The five leading causes of death were pneumonia and influenza, tuberculosis, diarrhea, heart disease, and stroke. The American flag had 45 stars. Sneeze. Crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea hadn't been invented yet. There was neither a Mother's Day or a Father's Day. 2 out of every 10 adults couldn't read or write. Only 6% of all Americans had graduated from high school. Marijuana, heroin, and morphine were all available over the counter at local drugstores. Back then, pharmacists said, heroin clears the complexion, gives buoyancy to the mind. Regulates the stomach, bowels, and in fact is a perfect guardian of health. Or at least you thought you were healthy. 18% of households had at least one full-time servant or domestic help. And last, there were about 230 reported murders in the entire United States. It says, it is amazing how fast everything around us is changing. It is impossible to imagine what it will be like in another 100 years. So I just was flabbergasted when I saw that. My goodness. It was a huge year for me for change. This was the year of selling my house in Jefferson City, buying a house here, getting moved here. I lost a couple of dear people, a cousin and a dear, dear friend. So there have been blessings, a lot of change, blessings and some challenges. And I know that's true for you guys too. It's just life is rolling along at a really quick pace, it seems, these days. This is the time of year that I find myself taking stock, looking at what has been in the past year and then looking forward to what I might want the next year to be like. This year I even wrote out a reflections on 2015. I know I'm not alone because lots of people do resolutions or intentions, goals, that kind of thing. But if you think about the goals or resolutions that you set, and I do this for myself too, do you find that there's one or two that you just keep adding or, you know, putting back on every year? If that's the case, then perhaps there's something blocking us, something that is not letting us live up to that intention that we're desiring at the beginning of the year. When we check to see what those blocks might be, sometimes we find that we are carrying around attitudes or beliefs that aren't serving us anymore, they may be limiting, they may be untrue. When I was thinking about this week, I thought, you know, really, I'm not very much afraid of anything. But I was telling Neil and Marcia that there's a creek that runs behind my house. It's down a good ways, thank goodness, because it's a river now. It's huge. But all night, I must have been working on it. I had bad dreams. And so apparently there's some fear in there, you know. So sometimes we have these attitudes, these emotions, especially negative emotions that may be in there and we might not even realize that they're there. Today is an opportunity to kind of go within and to find those attitudes, those beliefs that might be blocking us from our highest good. So what we're going to do today is a twofold process. First, we're going to do a burning bowl release ceremony. And then the second part of it will be a letters to God. So first we release, and then second, we give thanks. We set an intention, I guess, for what we are going to achieve or realize in 2016. And so this is an opportunity to envision amazing potential for this new year, exciting possibilities, new beginnings. In fact, I kind of already, I've set a theme for this year for our ministry. It's just something I use to move me forward in our planning. But it is, I realized that we had been this whole past year, we've been creating a structure, you know, trying to make a good solid foundation for us to work from. And then what I'm seeing for our future is just the realization of possibilities, expanding possibilities. So from that strong foundation to the realization of expanding possibilities, see us just achieving or whatever we set our minds to. The possibilities are unlimited. We start this process today, and so we begin to have this mindset of possibility. What is possible here? Scripture backs us up. It says in Psalm 51:10, the psalmist asked, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me." And in Ezekiel 36:36, Spirit answered, "A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you." In John 8:32, we read, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." And the truth is that old negative attitudes, opinions, belief, limiting ideas, they have no power over us unless we choose to let them. So it's up to us. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. You've heard that probably a gazillion times. And when we are in our human selves, when things happen, sometimes we tend to hold on to them. So if we get in an argument with someone, or we get our feelings hurt, or somebody does something not very nice to us, sometimes we can hold on to those. Maybe we're holding grudges. Maybe we are feeling or something that has happened. Those are the things that are still in there that may be blocking our good. But we can call on our higher self, our Christ self today, to help us to identify and release those things that no longer serve us. Charles Fillmore, our co-founder, taught that we must do a mental house cleaning. I believe I read that he had every day, every evening, he would meditate for several hours. And this is part of what he did, was every day he went back over the day and thought about it and forgave what he needed to forgive and gave gratitude for what he wanted to see more of. But it was a constant process for him. We can do our mental house cleaning. We can do it every day, and we can start today with this. So today's burning bowl ceremony is a ritual of release. And in that, we let go of old patterns, old attitudes, old beliefs that no longer serve us. We follow that with a letters to God service. We write in gratitude for all that we have been given, if you will, all the blessings that have come to us in the year 2016. So we write this letter from the perspective of December 31st, 2016. This is our opportunity to envision a future, a year full of love and joy and peace and prosperity and new children and, you know, all good that we can imagine. Those desires that are in our hearts, Myrtle Fillmore says that is God trying to express through us. This is our opportunity. So, in the process, we'll go ahead and look at the first part of it. Then we're going to do a relaxation, and then you'll write your slip, and then you'll put them in the burning bowl. The second part I'll explain before we do the letter writing. So does everybody have a piece of paper, an envelope, a pen, and then a little piece of paper that looks like this? Everybody got that? What we're going to do first is use this small piece of paper, this one, and your pen. So you could get it ready to write. This is what is called tracing paper. I used to use something called flash paper, but I read some articles about them, flash paper causing fires, and we don't need that. So this is thin. But it doesn't cause to generate a whole lot of smoke, so we shouldn't set off any smoke detectors. And we don't need to leave the doors open, so that's a good thing. On this, what you're going to do is you're going to write down what you want to release. And this could be forgiveness. You know, perhaps there's somebody that you need to forgive. You can write down that person's name. And what it is, you are releasing that negative attachment that you got to the person. You may be aware of, like, I discovered fear, you know, this morning. Actually last night, but I was really aware of it this morning. So you might find some negative emotions that you really don't want to have anymore. So you can write those down on there. It is all about the attachment. When we say that these things that happen to us only have power over us if we allow them to have power, and it is about holding on to them, which is that attachment. So in letting go, we release the attachment, and that power is gone then. So you may be wondering, how am I going to get all that I want to release on this little piece of paper? It's very small. It's on purpose. Because when you think about what you want to release, very often the story comes to you. You think, well, such and such happened. He did this, and then she said that, and then this and this, and then I did this, and then it just, you know, and it gets, that's the story. But if you can pare down, if you can put all that aside and come to, what impact does this have on me? What am I feeling? Am I feeling angry? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling hurt? Am I feeling fearful? What is it that I'm feeling? That's the essence of what you're going to want to release. So that's what you'll put on your piece of paper. If there's a person that you feel you need to forgive, you can put, I forgive so-and-so and write that on there. The revealing word tells us that fire symbolizes cleansing and purification, and that the whole universe is alive with divine, living, spiritual energy that consumes only when it meets anything unlike itself. So if you think about all this wonderful divine energy that is around us, as we take these and put them in here, then we are transforming that. Whatever's on the paper will be transformed back into spiritual energy, back into that all good. When you get it written, when you come up, you'll put your paper into the flame, and once it is starting to burn, then you go ahead and drop it into the bowl. And then you're going to want to turn away, walk away. You are letting go of it. There's scripture that talks about Lot and his family, and they're instructed to leave and don't look back. His wife, if you remember, did look back, and she turned into salt. And it says, when we look back, we are reattaching, we are crystallizing that error thought that we just wanted to release. So fully let it go. It is done. You put it in here, it burns, it is transformed, it is gone. When you get your paper finished, when you write everything that you want to write, feel free to come on up and let it burn, and then take your seat. So with that said, let us enter into this time of letting go. So first we're going to relax. We know that God only wants good for us, and we know that the divinity within us is constantly urging us onward and upward. We relax into that realization, and we relax into the certainty that we are safe. I'm going to read several affirmations, and I would like for you to let these words be your own. The past has no power over me. I now release any thought, condition, or circumstance that in any way blocks my perfect healing and my highest good. This is no longer a part of my life. The forgiving love of God now makes me free. So we now take a few minutes to write down any unforgiveness, any error belief, any limiting notion, any negative emotion, guilt, fear, or attachment that we are ready to and willing to release. I invite you, when you're ready, to bring your paper forward to the burning bowl and to let all those things be transformed. Is done. Today is a new beginning. It is a fresh start. And we know that nature abhors a vacuum. And so we want to replace this space in us with something good. We will do our letter to God to replace that. So our process for this is, you have your paper, which is where you're going to write your letter. You have an envelope. I'd like for you to go ahead and get your envelope out now and put your full name and address on this. We will get this. We'll mail this back to you later in the year after it's been prayed over. And don't worry about the return address. We'll stick a church sticker on there. So put that aside. So we're going to be writing this letter to God. And it is, as I said, it's going to be written from the perspective of December 31st, 2016, looking back on the year 2016. So I invite you to turn within for a moment and imagine that it is a year down the road. Open yourself to wisdom and to faith. Allow your imagination to transport you to an awareness of your highest good. Sometimes it's hard for us to consciously, just mentally know what is ours to do, but when you allow yourself to be guided by inner spirit, that information comes through. Your highest good. Know that God is revealing to you that which allows your greatest growth, that which brings forth the expression, that wonderful expression that is your unique Christ self, brings it forth. Call forth that creativity within you. You create your world and your future. Remember that with God, all things are possible. Don't hold back. Cast aside your fears. Declare the truth. Truth with a capital T. Remember, there is nothing too good for a child of God. Trust in this divine process of intention. The universe is conspiring to bring to you the highest and best. And when we set an intention, it's as if the universe is doing everything it can to make that happen for you. Claim it. It is yours. Give thanks for the good that is already manifesting in your life. We might notice and give thanks for all of the good things in this year 2016. All the good things that have happened in your life, in your relationships, the wonderful healings that you've experienced, the old hurts and the resentments that have been resolved. Observe what you have learned, what adventures you have experienced. Think of your body, your health, and your new patterns of healthy living. Think about your finances, maybe that bank account, and see it with a nice, healthy balance. It is your Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, but we have to claim it, and we claim it now. When you have finished your letter, put it in the envelope and seal it. You may put your letters in the basket after our service. And if you could remain quiet after you finish, we can maintain the sacred space for all. So now, as you look back on 2016, write your letter to God, giving thanks for all the good that has happened in your life over this past year. Let's go ahead and do our prayer over our letters. So if you have them, if you want to put them between your hands, this is our prayer. Let this be your prayer. Let these words be your words. I bless my life, and I call forth the good in it. I bless the good that is coming to me, and I bless all the channels through which it comes. I dedicate my energy and my enthusiasm to the Spirit of God within. I go forth to meet, to accept, and to express my highest good. I am free and unlimited right now. And so it is. Amen. We can put these in the basket that's out in the... We'll get that basket in here for you. Let's close this time together, as we usually do our meditation, with saying aloud the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.